Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's amazing. It's already Thursday, the 28th day of September 2006. Hard to believe it's been 5+ years since 9/11. All the anticipation of the 5th anniversary, and now it's been here and gone, and we move forward towards late October. I have made the prediction that the military-industrial complex will stage terror attacks as a pretext to attack Iran and for a huge domestic draconian crackdown. They're trying to pass the accompanying secret arrest of U.S. citizens legislation right now and lying about it as usual. But my full prediction is that if the people expose government-sponsored terror, if the people speak out, if there's an epiphany, an awakening, a mass enlightenment, a mass revelation of the paradigm of government-sponsored terrorism, we may be able to back these terrorists off and stop this calamity from unfolding and taking place. And you've been doing a really good job, my friends. You've been really spreading the word, and I don't know what's going to happen, but I know we're giving the globalists a run for their money, and so later in the broadcast today, I will go through why I think there's going to be a government-sponsored terror attack and how I think we can stop it together. I wasn't going to have guests on today. I was going to have 3 hours of news and open phones, but I got an email this morning, and I found out that Lauro Jones Chavez was fired from his internet security job at a software design firm in Ohio. The neocons are getting Stephen Jones canned. They're calling for Kevin Barrett to be fired. They have gotten Mr. Chavez fired now. This is what they do. This is how they operate. This is their goal. Calling up, harassing, threatening, yelling at people until the owner, not his manager, we're told, got cold feet. This is the new blacklist in the United States. And, of course, Mr. Chavez just doesn't have the fact that he boldly told people who he was and where he worked and what he did and got fired over it. Well, now Mr. Chavez also has people nitpicking at his story, and I haven't seen anything substantive in what they've said. We have confirmed he was in the military, he was at CENTCOM, and it is bombshell information that he's brought forward that he saw top generals and colonels sitting around talking about how NORAD had been ordered to stand down. And he also saw information on desk in the days before discussing the drills. So he has now lost his job over all of this, and I'm sure the neocons will chort it with glee, one step closer to destroying free speech in the United States, one step closer to having full criminal hegemon over our country. And they are going to have a reign of terror. You think government corruption is bad now? They're just getting warmed up. So Mr. Chavez will be joining us briefly in the second hour to give us an update on his story and what's now happened to him. Here's the news coming up in the meantime. Boys told to that there could be no standing to go to the bathroom. They must squat. That's right, and I've seen reports of this here in the U.S. They're trying to teach children to do this because it's a way of destroying the separation of the sexes. It's a way of traumatizing and humiliating and social engineering. We'll get into that. Also, it's not just New York calling for banning basically all types of fast food and fried food. Now it's Chicago. We've told you about this for years, and now it's happening. And we'll get into even more serious news. You want to stay with us, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net.
It's this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today, that's 888-803-4438, or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Blasting, accelerating towards our 13th year in the fight against the New World Order. Thank you so much for joining me on this 28th day of September 2006. It is Thursday. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to air part of a BBC report. BBC hidden camera shows China selling prisoners' organs. And it is well known that on holidays, the public spectacle is public executions, where they blow people's heads off as young as 12 years of age. Just type in China execution into Google images, and you will see children's heads blown off. You will see people at sports stadiums lined up being machine gunned for the smallest of offenses. And you will hear one of the organ ghouls that's involved in all this talking about, yes, there's usually just a couple week wait, but around holidays there's no way to, you know, that's when we have the society stabilization programs. And in China, if you criticize the government, if you're caught with an underground church, if you're caught being a Buddhist, if you're caught doing anything, in Tibet, they force all of the Chinese women to marry, all of the Tibetan women to marry Chinese men. There basically are no Tibetans left. They have only been doing this for about 20 years, and already there are no new births of Tibetans. Open, complete genocide. And this is what governments do. Our government's doing the same thing, bringing in all these third world populations to break up the U.S. and get us all basically to turn against each other and to make sure none of us have cultures. I don't care if you're Hispanic, white, black. They're here to destroy our cultures. But China is the world model. China are the masters, and their major medical publications and the government publications advertise in English translation, quote, fresh organs. And they love Falun Gong because they don't drink, they don't smoke, they exercise. It's really an exercise slash Buddhist Zen type deal. They're very healthy. They love killing them. Also, they found Christians are quite healthy as well. But it's Falun Gong. And they take you and they tissue type you, and you literally sit there in your cell until a rich Japanese or rich American or rich Englander, rich Russian, rich Chinese dies or is going to die and needs the organs, and they are flown into the province or into Beijing, and the prisoner is killed. In many cases, they're even brought to the hospital to be killed, where the organ transplantation is going to take place. This has all been in the news. And they transplant the organs into the individual that needs them. So when you go see a science fiction horror movie like The Island, which I thought was a great movie, came out last year, where the government, you know, grows clones and keeps them in an underground base, but the government has found out of this private corporation in league with the government, has discovered that if you just keep a clone basically in a coma, it will die in a few years. But they found if you let the clone basically have its own life, implant false memories, that it will, you know, they're all on exercise regimens. They're all fed the, you know, the healthiest food. They think they work in a factory where there's these big lines that they put different liquids into, and really that's going into the new clones in their artificial wombs. So they also work in the factory making more clones. And a couple of them figure this out kind of innately in a group mind. It's like a human instinct breaks through, and they have an epiphany, really, which I believe in, and realize what's kind of a 100 monkey syndrome, and break out and have special forces chasing them and killing them. Hey, you don't need to do that, folks. I hear neocons lobbying for killing prisoners here for their organs, and I have no doubt they will be doing it soon. But they'll never be able to corner the market on what China can do, because there have been cases where rich people have rare blood types, and folks just get grabbed off the streets in China who are known to have that blood type. But they don't just go for blood type. They do tissue typing. I mean, they've got thousands of people in multiple facilities that are admitted with every type of tissue type they need. And they advertise, hey, we've got special tissue types, not just the blood type. We have a lower rate of rejection. And they do. It isn't somebody who died on I-35 in a car accident. It isn't, you know, they're dead by the time they get to the hospital. They get their organs out. The organs aren't working too good. They throw them on ice, fly them to Minnesota, where it's put in your father who's dying of liver failure. No. They kill the individual. They even exsanguinate them, if that's the proper term, suck out a large portion of blood in case there's a blood transfusion needed right at the time of surgery. And they also try to line it up. The reports are that the average is 2 weeks to get an organ in China. Of course, here in the U.S., it's over a year for a kidney and even longer for a liver, because you get two kidneys with each death. Only one liver. But the only reason China it takes 2 weeks is that they try to line it up where they've got two people of the same blood and tissue type, so they don't, quote, waste the fresh organs. Because if somebody just needs a liver, but we're going to be wasting a heart and two kidneys and lungs and blood and skin. And they take the skin of these individuals. They take the collagen of the young people they kill. They melt that down and sell it too. And they then sell it to big French and British and U.S. Big pharma's gotten into the high-end pharma cosmetics. And the Hollywood types and others get all these skin treatments. They now, the BBC reported, they have these genetic treatments of dead babies from China where they're using their bone marrow, baby bone marrow, Can you imagine being in those factories where they're sawing open the bones and sucking out the marrow out of little babies? Big piles of them being thrown in buckets. And you know what? You don't want to hear about this. I don't care. Just change the channel, okay? Seriously. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm here to try to survive and save this society. I'm on a mission, folks. I'm dead if we don't turn this around. And I don't think a lot of you figured out yet, you're dead too. Do you think you're safe when our government makes deals and loves China and sees them as the world model and sees them as the archetype, sees them as the quintessential blueprint? You see, our elite has the same attitude. Your life means absolutely nothing. It means zero to them. There are 6.5 billion of you and another 100 million every 16 months, 18 months. You are actually not just seen as a cheap resource. You're seen as a parasite. You're called bugs. You're called roaches. Mexican leaders down in Mexico call their own population the roaches and laugh at the U.S. and say the roaches are going to take you over. That's how they see their people. That's how the elite sees us. The cattle, the useless feeders, as Ted Turner called us at a press dinner in 1997 on C-SPAN. And everything they're doing is about bringing in their world government so they can have one-child policies and mass executions and controlled bioweapon releases. Look at what they already do to us with the water supply and the vaccines. We're in a nightmare. Do you understand that? Yes, you've woken up in a nightmare. But there's still pretty green trees and the moon comes up at night. You still got your girlfriend. There's still movie theaters. You see, there's all this basically opium that numbs you while you're in the pens. And when your neighbor gets grabbed or their kid gets grabbed or somebody goes to prison, you kind of ignore it, and well, that's just them. Oh, things aren't bad. You hear reports about, oh, we're going to secretly arrest Americans and put them in secret tribunals, and oh, they're using the Patriot Act against citizens. Oh, it's not that bad. Or, oh, they passed a law for forced psychological testing of everyone 4 years of age to 18, and now it's going to be pregnant women, too, in Illinois, and forced drugging, and oh, there's a North American Union, but that's the next phase, merging our countries. And yeah, most of the major roads will be toll roads with transponders in all your cars. Oh, well, that's just the way it is. And all your cell phones tracking you, but oh, so what? And yeah, they're building more and more prisons, and that's the biggest part of our economy. But you know, yeah, there's all these reports about election fraud and elections being stolen, but well, you know, that's just how it happens. And yeah, they're going to have a blanket amnesty, but that's just the way it is. And yeah, they just had the North American Union government meet a few weeks ago, and they tried to keep it secret, but it's come out in a few newspapers, but so what? You know, they're just having whole new governments that are secret. It's no big deal. And the police are calling us civilians and wearing weird black uniforms and weird black masks, and they're getting all these armored vehicles, and the Houston Chronicle and the AP are reporting they're building FEMA camps for political dissidents. And but you know, and the government says they're going to nuke Iran, but oh, they deserve it. Oh, there's jihadists here going to nuke us, and we've just got to have World War III. And oh, the government's not behind the terror. Oh, everything's fine. This is the reality of what we face. And I said I'd get to the organs in the bottom of the hour. I'm just going to talk about them through this segment into the next. And at the bottom of the hour, we will play this BBC report. And then I'll get into all of the other news. But see, what's scary about the organ situation isn't that China's even doing it. It's horrible. It's a nightmare. But it's what governments do. They've always cannibalized their own populations in one way or another. I mean, you know, look what we've done in this country with abortion. And we rationalize that. The Chinese rationalize this. You know, it's easy. You just accept it. You go drink from the poison well. What did they say the wise king did when an evil witch came and poisoned the well? This is a parable. Please, New York Times, don't quote me as actually believing this. It's a parable. What did the wise king do when the evil witch came at night and poisoned the well in the center of his kingdom and poisoned all the water? Made everybody turn evil, he went and drank from the well. And everything was all right. Because they were going to kill him. But see, that's really an evil parable. You don't need to go drink from the well. Just because all these other people snicker and giggle and, let them take organs and let us torture children and let, you know. Just because they all say it's okay doesn't make it so. See, that's what's scary. Our media and our government, other than British News, they've been pretty fair. Just, China's not doing it, or, let them do it, or those Falun Gong deserve to die.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a semi-secret organization called the Council on Foreign Relations was founded in 1921 by Marxist Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was a personal advisor to President Woodrow Wilson? Its objective was to capture the foreign policy section of the State Department to help direct U.S. influence in the overthrow of targeted nations for communism. They were successful in the overthrow of Cuba and the Union of South Africa and many others. They control foreign policy in America this very moment in time. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass and how they'll affect you by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Notice that we once called illegal aliens. And then Jimmy Carter in 79 said, stop doing that. The media all followed suit, started using different terms. That's mind control. That is population manipulation. That's propaganda. And then we all started adopting it too. Then they say, don't call them suicide bombers, call them homicide bombers. And people start adopting that. They're telling you how to speak. They're manipulating the language. It's the same thing with China. They were the communist Chinese until George Bush Sr. got in. Remember, he was the first U.S. ambassador after relations were opened back up by Nixon, right before he became CIA director. He went in there with Kissinger. opened it up. They made deals. They said, we will use you to build up the industry. You buy the dollar. You peg it to the dollar. We will use in and select deals your huge factory base with your population. We'll develop your factory base to displace all of the private industries that aren't consolidated under our control in the United States, in Europe, and England. And they've now done that. They use China as an economic engine with literal slave labor nationwide to use a form of modern mercantilism to consolidate control. If you study mercantilism, it's triangular. But what they would do was, is they would take sugar and from the sugarcane fields, and they would make rum out of that. And then they would go pay the colonies for other raw materials with the rum. And then they would take all the raw materials from the colonies and from the slave colonies, both the sugarcane fields and from the New World colonies run by the British and Dutch and German immigrants. And they would take those to England, and they would then take the raw materials and make value-added items and then sell that back to everybody in the world. And under the mercantile system, they would not allow the advanced devices, and that would be a sword or a shovel or a musket, to be made in the sugarcane Caribbean colonies or in the North American colony or colonies. Just go study mercantilism. It's more complex than that, but basically, that's what globalism is in the modern day. If you see the film Rollerball, not the new one, but the one in the 70s with James Caan, it's about, in the future, certain countries, certain are represented by cities. The U.S. is represented by Houston and energy. And then you've got other cities that are involved in, you know, what, like Japan is technology or computers. But see, the globalists then control all those industries and play them off against each other and use that so no one country makes everything. No one country is a technology or media or energy giant all wrapped into one. No, one country's raw materials, another country is entertainment, another one is energy, another is transportation. This is what they do. And this is neo-mercantilism. It's not free market. And by the way, I am the person who's developed these ideas. I'm not reading this out of a book. I've gone and looked at these terms, looked at these elites, and discovered that that's what they're doing, and that they don't change. It's the very same people. It's Juan Carlos owns a controlling stake of Cintra, which is the Spanish toll road company that's taking over most of the major roads in Texas, Indiana, California, New York. And if you look at the deals, the government is just giving it to them. They're just being given existing roads. So we're going back to feudalism, and mercantilism was a mechanism to attempt to dominate and not allow middle classes or free countries or free societies to develop. It is a tool of empire. And that's what the IMF World Bank system is with the central banks. That's the key to all of it. They print the money out of nothing and use the military to enforce the fact that that paper is the currency. They print it out of nothing, and then it buy the world with it. It's unbelievable. And so when you think, if there's any questions about the mindset and the worldview and the aims and the goals of the elite that run this planet, just look at China. They are the golden boy. They are the creme de la creme. They are the coup de grace. They are the pinnacle. They are the model. They are the prototype. They are the Adonis. They are it. The New World Order, if you read their policy reports and the think tanks, just fall all over themselves. My gosh, public execution stadiums, internet censorship, secret arrest, one-child policy, killing babies, total state control. They love it. And our media keeps it real quiet about how they kill peaceful people for their religious beliefs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, my friends.
Will I walk back down?
I mean, is this an extreme radio broadcast? We're upset about our country being dissolved officially right now into the North American Union. And some people have gotten confused out there. I don't mean the lower 48 and the other, you know, Canada being merged into the U.S. We're talking about Mexico being merged into it. Our government is endorsing China, not even criticizing them for killing political dissidents and selling their organs. Our hospitals allow Americans to come in and get treatment after they've gotten the organs. I mean, we are giving sucker to this. We are trucking with this system. We're going along with it. Our elite think it's great. And so, as promised, here is a BBC report. It's a video report. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. But this is an undercover investigation by BBC News finds that China has a flourishing trade of organs from executed prisoners. China's becoming the destination of choice for rich foreigners in need of organ transplants. One hospital said it could provide a liver for about $100,000, China has more executions than any other country in the world. Officials told undercover reporters that executions increased prior to national holidays. So many organs are available around those times. The following video report features hidden camera footage of organs being sold in China. And they have government and then private facilities all over, built right next to the prisons. Imagine humans like pieces of meat at the supermarket, literally tissue-typed, waiting. Imagine, you can stay in there years until the right tissue type, the right blood type, cha-ching and the rich foreigner, mainly U.S., Canada, England, Germany, Japan's big part of it, flies in. Can you imagine? You're so greedy for your own life. I mean, it'd be one thing if it was totally vetted and publicly done, but you can't trust government to do that, and it was only like axe murderers or child molesters. But see, there's not many of those. So no, it's Falun Gong. You got caught praying in a basement. You got caught meditating. You got caught praying to Jesus. We're going to put you in jail for 2 years. And then one day, just like the movie The Island, it's all right, come with us. And so you don't resist. They take you out of the cell every day and walk you down to a holding facility, then walk you back. It's what the Russians used to do. You never knew when you were going to get the bullet in the back of the head. And they just take the little Christian or the little Buddhist, and they just murder them, and then they take their organs. And I can tell you, folks, if I was dying of liver failure, and chances are it'd be because I hadn't lived the right lifestyle, or if I was dying of kidney problems, I mean, I'd be wanting to get a liver transplant or something for somebody that died in a car wreck. I'd be on the list. But I sure wouldn't be flying over to China so they could murder somebody. That government's pure evil. By the way, they threaten to nuke us on a routine basis, call press conferences with the Wall Street Journal and New York Times in attendance and show, here's 200 cities targeted right now by ICBMs. When we invade Taiwan, if you make one move or if you get involved in any of our other interest, we will preemptively hit 200 of your cities. We are ready and wish to have this conflict. I am the head of the Chinese military. Meanwhile, Iran licking boots. We want to be friendly. We want to be nice. Oh, you know, Syria, we'll torture whoever you ship here for you. We'll follow orders. And then just all lies and propaganda and how they need to be attacked and lots of stupid neocon phony conservatives strutting around and talking about how they're patriotic. You make me want to puke. Let's go ahead and roll this BBC piece. This is what we have in our future, guaranteed. When you accept this type of evil and you embrace it, it comes here. Roll it.
This hospital is one of the biggest organ transplant centers in northern China.
你好,我们找邓主任在210房间。
Using a hidden camera, I'm going undercover to try and find out whether the organs being used here come executed prisoners. I've told the hospital I'm looking for a new liver for my ailing father.
邓主任吗?
你好。
The chief surgeon, Dr. Deng, tells me he can get a matching liver in less than 3 weeks. Then I broach the awkward issue of where the liver will come from. Another man arrives. This is the hospital's agent for dealing with foreign clients. He's eager to do business and produces documents for making a payment of £50,000 to a bank account in Hong Kong. He's also far less discreet. Then an astonishing admission that an increase in executions ahead of the October 1st national holiday means there's a sudden abundance of organs.
This hospital has just been doubled in size to keep up with the demand from wealthy foreigners for new organs. China is now a world center of the organ transplant industry. But it's an industry that is based on one rather horrifying statistic, that China executes more people every year than the rest of the world put together.
The hospital says the prisoners all donate their organs voluntarily. But this is how prisoners in China go to their death. This is a public execution rally from July this year. This man's name is Yu Jianfang. The noose around his neck is to choke him if he tries to call out. Is this man really in a position to make a free choice about donating his organs? In a poor village in northern China, we tracked down Yu Jianfang's father. I asked him whether his son ever talked to him about donating his organs after his death. Mr. Yu's experience is typical. After death, the bodies are quickly cremated. All evidence of organ removal is consumed in the flames. Back at the hospital, the cafeteria is buzzing with foreigners. Last year, this hospital performed 600 liver transplants, each costing £50,000 or more. Organs are now big business in China, but it's one built on death and deception. Rupert Winfield Hayes, BBC News in Tianjin, China.
I want to get Rupert Winfield Hayes on. That guy is an incredible patriot for humanity. And if you've got the nerve, folks, just go type in Chinese public execution. You will see them blowing small children. I mean, they look like they're about 10 or 12. Heads off. I mean, splattered children's heads. I mean, Chinese troops with pleasure blowing their heads off. And you see, they don't hide it. They don't need to. It is in official Chinese government newspapers, magazines, medical publications. And the State Department, when it attacked myself, Jeff Rentz, and others as disinformation last year, said part of our disinformation is that China sells political dissidents' organs or that they sell prisoners' organs, period. Of course, a three-year-old area of the State Department talked about the organs and said how horrible it was. But see, things have changed in just 3 years. Guess now that'd be 4 years. You see, now it's just everything's lying. The Urban Legends website says that illegal aliens or foreigners of this country aren't given 10 years of tax-free. It's admitted, it's public, they just say it isn't true. The Urban Legends site, last time I checked, that everyone acts like is God, which itself is an urban legend, a hoax, says China doesn't sell organs, political dissidents. Doesn't matter if they got public executions with arenas with 100,000 people, cheering, people being machine-gunned with big ropes around their neck. The minute they start to argue or scream out, they're just hung. People with gags on their mouths. And the BBC halfway acts like that. They have to investigate that. Oh, the Chinese say they sign themselves over. They take Falun Gong for nothing more than being secret members of the sect. And they beat them and torture them for weeks on end. In many cases, they die under the torture to find out who else is Falun Gong. Which doesn't even really sound like a religion. I call it Buddhist, but when people have studied it say it's like an exercise meditation. They don't even really follow Buddha. You can't even really call it a religion. And of course, Christians too. Not as many, though, because Christians go absolutely ape, and there is a little bit of a Christian media in Europe and in the U.S. and in Ireland that will gripe about it a little bit, and in Hong Kong. But they are killing Christians. And if you get accused of shoplifting, execution. You get accused of anything they want. They want your wife. They want your business. You won't give up your house that you've had for 50 years. They come and bulldoze it to give it to some rich general. Now, the good news is there's a fight going on in China. There's a fight in America, but it's nothing like it should be. But over in China, they're not as chicken-necked as we are. They're more like we were in the past. You can pull up all the ITN and BBC videos, never in our media, of farmers running at police with clubs and sticks and hatchets. And the police are in black riot gear firing machine guns at them, mowing them down. And then, of course, in almost every case we've seen, the police lose. Then they call in troops, and the troops can just cordon off an area of a city and let people start starving. Did you know that's happening every couple of weeks? I see reports of it. There are whole sectors shut off in China. It was the peasants who got conned by the CIA and Mao Zedong, now admitted the CIA was behind Mao, by the way. Oh, totally declassified now, even on History Channel. They got conned and thought he was a revolutionary, and got for 20-something years they acted like, China, what, from 1949 to 1970, before they opened relations, they acted like China was this big, evil thing, America, and a big fight. It was always staged. But now those same hard peasants, and they're hard-working people, now have figured out that it's a big scam. And, folks, they are charging police with machine guns, and they mow down the first few lines, and with hatchets and clubs, they beat that blood-sucking, vampiric filth to death. With clubs. And you watch, they're going to end up taking that country back. China's trying to do what the U.S. does now. They're trying to kill their people with the opiate of entertainment and in movies and in cheap possessions, baubles. But it isn't working, folks. People are tired of having their second baby killed. They used to beat their brains out right in front of them and drown them in a bucket. Now they're so valuable, they're taking the living babies off for medical experiments, and they're finding them later in tanks selling their organs here domestically. Oh, you haven't seen those reports? Yeah, they take the babies and then use them for medical experiments. God help us, we're demons. My God, how does God even let us continue to live? We are just scum. And our government loves China. That's what's so scary. They're the model. And it's all coming here. And I know there's police out there listening. They're so brainwashed. They heard me talk about how it was good that farmers who were having all their ancestral little plots taken, beating police and military to death. I know that there's police so brainwashed out there, they just bucked up and went, what, fella cops? So you see yourself as part of government, no matter where it is, no matter what it does. You see yourself as part of the system. You'll do whatever you're told, and that's why the country's gone. You didn't identify with those farmers just now. You psychologically identified. Are you ashamed? Are you getting chills up your back right now? Do you have any soul left, any conscience left? Or have you totally been taken over and given over to evil? I know a lot of you have been into this so long, you've just been given over to it. Your logic is so warped and so twisted that I'm a hothead because I'm upset about the fact that they are selling the organs of tens of thousands of murdered people, most of them political dissidents in China. And that fat, dumb, and happy Americans are going over there and being some of the biggest buyers. I remember that woman in another BBC report who was getting the baby marrow injected into her from China. And she was going, I'm 55 and I already feel more beautiful. It showed her picture. She was good looking. Oh, I'm getting so young. I don't care where it comes from. And had her giggling. I ought to dig that report out. I mean, what on earth? Women, what's wrong with you? You're supposed to get wrinkles. You're supposed to get old. You're supposed to have grandchildren. They're supposed to love you. So what if you got wrinkles? My gosh, you would not have wrinkles at the expense of dead babies? What is wrong with you? Wrinkles are part of life. What is your major malfunction? By the way, you know, they're saying they could cause a bunch of weird health problems. It's going to end up cursing these women. They're going to get weird blood diseases and weird, you know, things from all this. The studies are already coming out. They don't care. So they're cursing themselves, too. I mean, even if they don't believe in God after death and don't believe in heaven and hell, you're going to be cursed, most of you, while you're here. I mean, you reap what you sow. You get it twice. You get it here and when you die. But if you don't believe you get it after you die, fine. You're going to get it here. Let me tell you something, you trash-sucking yuppies, all of you, all over Europe, all over the U.S. Let me tell you something. You're going to lose your pension funds. You're going to lose your bank accounts. And most of you will suck boots, and you'll go join the system, and you're still going to be living in squalor. You'll get some little uniform to go around in your neighborhood and be the little boss, but there'll be some boss over you. A lot of you won't get to be little bosses in this system. A lot of you that are going to laugh when you got me in some room someday, breaking my jaw and knocking my teeth out and clubbing my head in. It'll be you in 2 years they're doing it to, you scum, you filth, you maggot, pieces of trash. I tell you what, I'm so sick of looking at decadent, slack-jawed, bug-eyed Americans. You people are a shame. Our founding fathers, I guarantee you, look down on you from heaven and just want to puke all over you. You're the trash of the earth. You are shameful scum. You make me sick. Oh, you make me sick. Because you're not normal. You don't have your head screwed on right. Normal people get freaked out about ghoul facilities full of people waiting for to have their organs taken. Normal people get upset about them taking babies for medical experiments. Normal people get freaked out by White House memos saying they can do sexual torture to children. Normal people get freaked out. Normal people get pissed off. Normal people get violent. You're scum. Oh, I hate you. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, precious, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Okay, I meant to spend about 10 minutes on China and organs, and I've spent really about 50 of the last 54 minutes on it. And it just, today's news just sent me off a cliff here. There is a news blitz telling everyone that the new legislation that Bush has introduced does not, the Military Commissions Act, and that's just one of the two bills, does not affect U.S. citizens. That is a total lie. And I have a mainstream news article stating it affects U.S. citizens, but forget that. I actually went and read part of the 87-page bill. I did it with keyword searches in it, and there's a bunch of tricks they play. It's the same thing. This is not amnesty, it's guest worker program. This is not a North American union, it's a North American community. It's just more, yes, it affects U.S. citizens, and yes, they're a bunch of liars. But how do you deal with it when they just lie and lie? It's like when they said the Patriot Act didn't affect U.S. citizens. Just type into Google, local government or states using Patriot Act, and they're using it against everybody. You heard Dr. Roberts yesterday talk about this, so I'm going to, later in the next hour, I'll get into this. Also, I've seen reports of this all over the Western world. Boys told no standing to urinate. It's a human right not to have to sit down. Like a girl, says a member of their government. This is in Norway, and first they make everybody use the same bathroom. That's the first thing they do to destroy the sexes, humiliate everybody. And they started that in Norway, and then now they say the boys have to sit down because you can't be different. And so you never thought that would happen. It's happening. Chicago, it's not just New York. Chicago is proposing banning, quote, trans fats. And, folks, I know trans fats aren't good. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions, and they're not going to stop there. It's like they started taking people's children who were, say, 70 pounds higher than they should be. People said, well, that's reasonable. And now in Arkansas, they do a yearly review, and if your child's just 15, 20 pounds overweight, CPS is snatching them. You see? It's all control. The government isn't supposed to be in your life. If you're so stupid you eat trans fats and you let your kids eat it when it's totally poisonous and bad for you, it's your fault. You know, my liberty is so important that I let people let their kids be obese and let them have all that and let them all die of diabetes. Because the government is not going to help me. It's not going to come in and save me anyways. They're not coming to do all this because they care about us. They're coming to do this because they want to tax it and regulate it. And I have the federal documents here in front of me. They plan through your national ID card that you're going to swipe along with your sales tax appropriation apportionment. They're also going to swipe it, and they're going to keep a catalog. And this is official Commerce Department and Agriculture Department documents going back 7 years, and I pulled them this morning. I'm trying to get Paul to write an article about it. Paul or Steve or maybe Slickhausen. And it says in there that they're just going to tax you. It'll know how much ice cream you got, how many eggs you got, how much milk you got. It'll say what's bad, how much steak you got. And then it's going to add a tax once you go above a certain level. And it says they'll know how much beer you buy, and you will get a health department visit to see if you're a drunk. Remember the case 2 years ago where the guy went to the doctor with heart palpitations at 55, and he said, well, do you drink? And he said, yeah, I drink a six-pack every night on average. He said, do you drink and drive? He said, no. The doctor was on record saying, well, he didn't drink and drive, but I just thought he shouldn't have a license because he drank. And they took his license. No judge, no jury, just bye. See, that's the new world. That's why they want this tracking grid. Everything you do will be tracked and put in a database. Oh, it's going to be bad. And New York is moving to ban trans fats, period. And that's a whole new class of trans fats police investigating what's in your fridge. Oh, it's not going to stop with McDonald's. They'll expand the definition of what's bad for you. So I'm going to get into all that, too. But I know we're bad. We need food police, and we need to tell the boys to squat, and we need to do this. Because, we're under mass mind control. I tell you, the government are the cult leaders, and we're a cult of just Fruit Loops.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Black Berkey.